Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Slade. Here's the latest from Jamie Dupree in Washington.
I think more than anything, what has happened in the past few days is that Democratic Party leaders and voters finally sat up and decided it was time to knock down the Bernie Sanders campaign. With little organization and spending for Super Tuesday, Biden still managed to win 9 different states, and the victory in Texas is really the most remarkable and certainly the biggest setback for Bernie Sanders overall. Sanders last night aggressively went after Biden, and I would expect a lot more of that, but I just get the feeling right now that a lot of Democrats are tired of Sanders trying to take over their party, and they are ready to move on with Joe Biden as their standard bearer for November.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
It was not the greatest of nights for Michael Bloomberg, who had hoped to find a way to make a big splash in the Democratic race last night. Bloomberg did win in American Samoa and picked up delegates in about half of the states, but did not come close to any Super Tuesday victories. While the former New York mayor told a crowd in Florida that he was ready to continue on in the quest to face Donald Trump, various news organizations reported last night that Bloomberg would reassess his 2020 campaign. Bloomberg certainly has the money to keep going, but the return on his investment for Super Tuesday was not the greatest.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
It won't surprise me to see a further shakeup in the Democratic race for president after the results from last night on Super Tuesday. Michael Bloomberg is ready to reassess whether his campaign should go forward, and Elizabeth Warren certainly is in dire straits after she not only did not win her home state of Massachusetts, but she finished third behind Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. My best guess right now would be that Bloomberg gets out and makes it clear he's on board to help the Biden campaign, while I could see Warren deciding to leave the race but not making an endorsement. Regardless, the Democratic race is moving towards just two people, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.